And it's with heavy hearts that we bring the news to you this morning of the passing of the Winthrop University Board Chair of the Board of Trustees, Glenn McCall. He passed away on Friday, July the 11th. And we are celebrating his life and legacy with those who knew him best, including Kathy Bigham. Kathy has served on the Winthrop Board for more than 20 years, and during that time became close friends with Glenn McCall. And she's here this morning to share just more stories of Glenn's life and his legacy and his impact right here in Rock Hill. And good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning, Lucas. Thank you for having me.
Good morning.
And Kathy, just walk us through first hearing the news of the passing of Glenn McCall. Walk us through some of those emotions.
Well, first of all, it was a tremendous shock because I had just spoken with him less than 24 hours before that. And, it was a very positive, upbeat conversation. He was feeling good about his recent knee surgery. And so it certainly was a shock, not only to everyone who knew him, but especially to his wife, Linda. And, I tell people sometimes Linda is definitely the unsung hero with Glenn, because she supported all of his travel, all of his involvement. She was a wonderful partner for him, and we are certainly praying for her at this time.
You've served on the Winthrop Board for 20 years. During that time, you met Glenn. Was that the first time your interaction with Glenn took place?
Well, I think my first interaction was probably in the early 90s when my husband Larry ran for office. And we just started building a friendship then. And it became much more than two people that served on a board together or two people that worked on projects in this community together. It became a deep, abiding friendship. And he has supported not only me, but my family.
I think that, we've all of us in this room have sat on numerous boards. And when you are working with someone for something that you believe in passionately, a lot of the volunteer work that you do for boards is because it becomes a passion project. It is. You become deep friends with these people because you're with them a lot. And I mean, they almost become like family. And I think that's probably how many of you would describe your relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Glenn was such a positive force. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could walk in a room and you immediately felt better. Mm-hmm. And he knew how to help you through the difficult times.
To Ashley's point, if folks don't get a chance to know what happens at, like, in a board meeting, walk us through what
oh, those goodness.
We know y'all weather. Well, you weather
it's
some,
not all roses and just.
Yeah, I was going to say, for all the good stuff that happened, you also had to weather some pretty tough storms there. But
we did, and I will say Glenn was certainly one of the positive voices to us throughout that process. And I think he was extremely proud today of the leadership team that we have, of our president. He has certainly felt that Dr. Cerner was the right person at the right time for us. But he also had tremendous respect for our leadership team, the chairs, the vice presidents, the president Cerner's team. And he was always such an encourager to them. I still can see him at every board meeting, working the room, as I used to call it, telling them how much he appreciated them. And one thing I can say about Glenn, he was the first one at every meeting and the last one to leave. And he just showed a tremendous commitment to Winthrop. But he did that in everything he did in life. He committed as your friend. He was your friend. He and Linda would drive to Spartanburg to see my grandson play ball. Oh, yeah. They were very faithful. And so we go way back, and I'm grateful for the time I had with him.
That is a special friend, Kathy.
Yes.
I mean, it's one thing, to Ashley's point earlier, to serve on a board and you have to make tough decisions and you've got long hours and board retreats. Mm-hmm. It's another to also spend time with these people off the clock.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact he would come and see your grandchildren play ball hours away, that's just a special friendship and a special bond that's reciprocal, right? I mean,
right.
He saw something also in you, and you saw in him as well.
Well, and just that, but it wasn't just with me. I want to share that he was like that with everybody he knew. He cared not just about that person, but what was going on in their life. And he was just, you know, a strong, strong leader in so many different ways, and humble. I remember calling him at the one of the biggest presidential debates we've had in history, probably. And he did the Pledge of Allegiance on, you know, before the thing, and never told me. So I was, everybody was blowing my phone up. Are you seeing Glenn do the Pledge of Allegiance? But he was that kind of leader. He never was never boastful, and always very humble.
Have you spoken to his wife Linda? Is she doing okay? How can the community continue to help her and his family?
Well, thank you. Yes, I've been with Linda initially, and when I got the call, and you know, one thing I can say, I don't know of many people that have the strong faith that Glenn McCall and Linda have, and I think that you know, that will certainly help her in the days ahead. But the community, you know, support, and I think just letting her know how much Glenn meant to you would mean a lot to her. But one thing I'll say about Glenn, you know, he opened every board meeting with a prayer. We never had a meal that we didn't bless it. And he was never shy about his strong faith.
Wow. I mean, it is a loss for those who knew him, but for those who had such close connections with him. Mm-hmm. Just our prayers are with y'all as well. I mean, it's, you know, the tough thing about this, life has to move on, right? And we here, luckily, can celebrate the life and legacy of Glenn. Mm-hmm. But from what we've learned in this last 30 minutes, he wants the business to go on as usual at Winthrop University. He wants Winthrop to continue to shine in all of our greatness.
Yes, he would not want us to slow down at all because of this, knowing him. But, you know, he walked in a room and he was a positive up. He lifted you up. And you don't always have people that are willing to do that.
True.
And that's personally what I will miss the most.
And that's the legacy that he's leaving with you and all of those that loved him and cared about him. So,
well, our thoughts and prayers are with the McCall family, his wife Linda, and extended family members. And, of course, those who worked beside him at the Winthrop board and the political friends that he made. As Kathy Bigham has just shared, it's more than just, you know, business of the day. It's a friendship and a love for another human being. And we appreciate so much you and so many others coming on here and helping to help us celebrate the life and legacy of Glenn McCall. For those who knew him, they love hearing these stories. And for those who maybe heard of his name and didn't know him, hopefully now they have a better sense of the impact that he's made right here to make our city, county, and state that much better.
Well, thank you, Lucas, for that. And I will just say that, you know, Glenn was loved across this country. He traveled constantly helping and supporting other people, but always found time for those that needed him the most.
That's well said. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us this morning and celebrating the life of Glenn McCall. We appreciate it.